Okay, Pep. Really good first half hour, and after that it became a tough ride this afternoon, didn't it?
Yes, I agree with you, Richard. I think the first half, we normally start always the games very well, and we get chances to score straight away, and of course sometimes it happens, sometimes not. But I do think that the team had a perfect start. We were on top. We were front foot mentality, a little bit like the way we like to start at home and to play at home. It's good because we got a lot of our football back today after a tough period in Christmas where it was difficult, although we always had very good games like West Brom and Leeds, that we always had that football. But I think today it was the perfect 35 minutes, and we scored the goal. Jude had a very clear chance. Bella put a ball in the post, and we had chances enough. I take a lot of interest in the shots on target and shots on goal, and I mean we had a lot more than them first half, 11-1, and so I think we did very well. Unfortunately, we didn't score the second goal that would have put the game into bed. When the game is tight, we knew what the Cardiff would do. We didn't have the ability today or the luck to be on top and score the second goal. Then normally now we score in the goals. But we knew that at halftime they will come at us and they will turn the game into a set piece game. Very difficult for us because first we have a young team and I think everyone put the maximum effort. But second, what we like is that pressing the opposition is impossible to press these kind of teams, because as soon as you press, they've got to put the ball behind you or to your box again. So it makes no sense to press, and then you feel that you're defending your box constantly. So you're under massive threat constantly against a very good squad. And I think we defended the box the best that we could. And of course, we conceded one goal, but the second half turned into an ugly game, so to speak, because it's very difficult to play against a team that everything they have, they've got to put it on the box. We still try to put that ball down and to try to link with Dan Crowley and Maxime Alot on the right, and a little bit here with Christian, but it was not, we were not finding the flow, even though we had good chances, and Juki chance possibly is one of the clearest chances in the game, and that's the second half. End of the day, in my opinion, a very bright first half, and we should have put that game to bed, and then we'll have won the 3 points.
I mean, the physicality of Cardiff was the thing that gave you real problems, and in the end, I mean, the volume of long throws into the penalty area, I suppose the frustration was not finding the breakaway and not finding the outlet.
Yeah, exactly. That physicality paid a big price, because when you win your battle in the box and that ball gets to outside the box, they are physical as well outside the box. So it's very difficult, and you have to do a lot of things right. And obviously, in counting the physical teams, they're always more difficult to break against. But we did find a few good counters on them, and Garigana had a clear one, in my opinion. But end of the day, yeah, we had to deal with that physicality, and it would have been better if we would have scored more goals in the first half, of course.
That said, Mark Roberts thrown in the deep end after the injury, I mean, that was a rugged test for him, and he's come through it.
Yeah, massive, and he's back, it's similar back to the level that he was before, and obviously he's been training hard, but it was a little bit of a doubt until last minute, and he felt very comfortable, and he got through it the 90 minutes, and just shows that he's a physical talent, and he just gave everything that he had today for the club, so it's ready, and we got one more player back.
And now you look ahead to Middlesbrough very, very quickly, the turnaround, and you're going to have to use your full squad, aren't you, I'd have thought, with that turnaround?
Yes, of course. The good thing is that now we have the squad almost back to full, and it's important to add freshness and compete home and compete away. Away we're having a very good form, and we need to keep having it after Tuesday. And it was important for us to get something out of this game as well, to cancel that bad run that we had at home. In the end of the day, I'm just counting that every point counts for us. As soon as we get to the points that we want to get and then keep growing, that's the mentality.